Well, welcome everybody. Happy post 4th of July Tuesday here on Tuesday, July 6th. And today, I was going to be talking about monthly recurring revenue. So I'll do a recording on that probably Thursday or Friday of this week. But today, what I wanted to do is I actually wanted to share some June wins with you. So let me give you a little bit of I guess, background. So people in my clients in private client group, my top level clients are in private client group. These are folks that I work with on a annual basis. We speak at least twice a month, and basically what our goal is to scale their practices. If they're not doing $84,000 a month, let's say they're coming in at 40. Basically, I want to get them to $1 million a year run rate within the first 6 months. Sometimes they're startups, sometimes they're existing, or if you're an existing practice and let's say you're doing 45, 50,000, we want to get you up over $100,000 per month. And like any type of coaching and consulting, you're going to have varying degrees of success. I've coached well over 35, 36, 3700 probably entrepreneurs and business owners since 2004. I really enjoy coaching and mentoring. It's something that I've been doing consistently. Like I said, I've done it in probably 30 niches on five continents. But here's why I love it so much. I love it because of the transformation that happens to people. And I'm not talking about the transformation that happens with regards to their bank account. I'm not talking about the transformation that happens, say, just kind of in their sleeping better. I love the transformation that happens in their lives. I love the transformation that happens in their belief system and themselves, that they always knew that the answer was out there. Sometimes I come in and it's just a little bit of a nudge because they've already done a lot of pre-work. And so they see exponential growth. Sometimes they haven't done any work, and we have to really kind of dig through a lot of things. And that growth might be a little slow at the beginning, but then again, we see that exponential growth. And it's just something, quite frankly, I love to do. I love coaching people. I always joke that if I wasn't doing this, I'd be a football coach, except for I'm 5'7" and 190 pounds, and I'd be snapped like a twig if I ever went on a football field. So maybe it comes from, all the years of being a PGA golf professional and giving lessons and all of that. And I'm a big fan of coaching. I do a lot of coaching. I'm constantly reading. You'll see all these books back behind here on my shelf. That's just a small sample of what they are. And I just love this stuff. So anyway, I don't know about you. Maybe you love this stuff. If you do, then you're going to really enjoy what I'm going to share with you today. So let's dive into this. Now, what I've done is I've taken a bunch of screenshots, and so what I'm going to do is I'm going to there's kind of a weird thing. So what I'm going to do is I'm going to close this so that we make sure that that is, and we're going to go over here so that we can see all of this. And let me just go back over here for just a quick second. All right, so let's dive in. Okay, so let's go through this. All right, this is from Trevor. Trevor is up in he's in Buffalo. He is in his third month. This was as of middle of the month. You'll see there June 18th, exactly 2 months and 6 days since they set ourselves up in business. It's the 18th of the month, and they're ending their day at 86 $1,000 for the month. They went on to do $136,000 for the month of June. They are on track to do $166,000 in the month of July. Trevor works with just women. The interesting thing about this for me is, let me close this because I don't want some of those. There we go. The interesting thing about this to me is that, or not interesting, but the thing I really want you to take from this is that Trevor, and I have to also give kudos to his right hand, Lindsay. They focus on one thing, and that is the female market. They are doing laser lipo. Now, I will tell you that Trevor is not a doctor. He has a doctor on board that is his medical director. He's actually getting ready to open up a Mayo Clinic as well. But the interesting thing is he's not blending the two. And one of the key things about my system is I talk about the beachhead, about being very simple and very straightforward. And I will tell you the big mistake, there's a lot of big mistakes, and there's probably top five big business mistakes that happen. But I will tell you that one of the biggest mistakes that I see is doctors offering too much. And how I know that they're doing that is if they go up to their thing in their menu of services they offer, they click on it, and there's like it fills up the screen. Trevor does one thing right now, does laser lipo, targets women who want to lose that belly fat or whatever. And that's it. Now, he's going to be adding a few other things in the future, but it's all going to be in that silo. Okay. So great, great job there. Let's go to this next one. Let's go to, and I'll enlarge this for you so you can see it depending on. So this is Joanne. Joanne is in Oregon. And Joanne is really interesting because she has an insurance-based practice, has been trying to get out of it, and she did what we call a 5130. Now, a 5130 is where you email your list with an offer, and it's looking, saying, I'm looking for five people that want one result in the next 30 days. So I'm looking for five people that want to significantly reduce their joint pain in the next 30 days. And that's it. That's basically, and then if you're interested, hit reply and type interested. So I got this while I was on vacation. She did just sold her first 5130. She had like 60 responses. She picked up 8 appointments. 2K is her first sale, 2 PRPs and 1 Prolo. Another lady is going to be paying 5K who came in, saw that and is moving forward with that. My latest conversation with her, she's added, I believe, $21,000, close to $20,000 to $21,000 off of this campaign alone. Here is, let's see what this is. This is from Brian. Brian is in Utah, and I'll just enlarge this a little bit, and you'll see that this is just June 4th. So far this month, he has made 10,500, 1 discovered, 2 consults, 12 pellets, 3 Botox, 3 fillers, not bad for 3 days. And so you'll see, quite frankly, that he is doing a great job. Now, he finished at $50,000+. That's his one of his best months ever. He's been consistently growing by $50,000 or $5,000 per month. He's up over $50,000 for the month of June. We're on target to do $60,000 in the month of July. Very quickly, he will be in a place where he will no longer need to work in his insurance practice. He'll outsource that to somebody else. Okay, this is Mark Hawes. Mark Hawes is in Canada, for God's sakes. And Mark had some big reservations because everything is national healthcare up there. So you'll see on Father's Day, he sold $21,000. He said, I want to thank you for your amazing help. Today he did the ultrasound to qualify method, which is a process where we use the ultrasound to qualify people. He sold $21,000 today. Happy Father's Day. And let me just give you an update on this. Let me pull this up here and see if I can get him. There we go. Okay, so here's what Mark said so far. So you'll see it here. Continuation of this. This was on July 5th. Amazing day today because they're open. They closed 8,900, collected 2,300, and he did his first monthly recurring revenue package to $250 a month by 6 months. So again, you'll see these are some of the results that he is getting. And I want you to, here's what I really want you to understand from all of this. And I'm going to go back to this screen here is that, you know, here are the common traits with everyone who is successful in my program. And again, this isn't just in the work that I've done with doctors, but it's all the other industries and niches that I've worked in. The first reason why somebody is successful, and I want you to start writing this stuff down. I don't care if you hire me or if you hire somebody else or you just try to figure this out on your own. I do not recommend that you try and figure this out on your own. I always am a big believer and a big proponent of coaches. It's one of the reasons why I drag my ass out of bed every morning at 5 o'clock or 3-4 mornings a week and head over to CrossFit at 6 o'clock in the morning, because that group of people spurs me on and encourages me. So the first thing is you need to find a group of like-minded people or mentor of a like, who has a like mind. Someone who is, I prefer to find somebody who is driven, who has this insatiable quest to find that slight edge that's going to give you the success that you richly deserve. That's the first rule. The second rule is somebody who has done it. Okay. There are a lot of fakers out there. Okay. There's a lot of people out there who say they have done it. And really what they've done is they've read about it, or they worked for somebody who did it and they think that makes them qualified. they usually are like the person that goes, well, I don't work with that person anymore. I really pretty much built their business, so I'm going to show you how to do it. They didn't build their business. I can promise you that. You know, and you really want to make sure that you're finding people that have been there, done that. You know, it's the old adage, would you rather go through basic training by someone who has been in war, or would you rather like to go through basic training in the military by somebody who has read about war? I'll take option one. I'll take the drill sergeant that has been shot at. And, you know, that's one of the things why I tout the fact that I've owned clinics. I'm actually in the process of getting back into clinic ownership. There'll be more of that coming up here in the future. But again, I know it. I've been in there. I know what it's like. I know what you face each and every single day. Next thing is that is that coach going to push you, or are they just going to let you kind of drift? I am not going to lie to you right now. I really push my clients. And I call out their BS when I think that they're giving me a BS excuse. Brian, who you just saw, but who hit the 50,000+, he would, you know, we had to do some pretty serious work on him. You know, he'll admit it. And, you know, a year later, he's in doing some phenomenal work. Here's some other numbers. Okay, so Trevor did 144. Oh, Carol just opened up and sold her first big procedure of 5,000. Okay, Tracy did 46,000 in her second month of being open. Larry is up 41% from last year and went over the six-figure mark for the month. I believe that's the second time he's gone over the six-figure mark. And he's also in the process of replacing himself at his main clinic so that he can scale. Tom and has his staff doing all the work and will make mid six figures personally this year. He no longer really needs to be into the clinic, so he got bored. He bought a Tesla and went on vacation to Tahoe in June, for part of June. So this is just kind of a little bit of a sampling of, or not a sampling. This is what our clients experience. So here's some other things that I want you to take away from this: is your mentor has to have a system for you to follow. Okay, one of the things that you will find about me is that I love systems. Now, the funny thing is I have really bad ADHD. I have a very hard time focusing. I'm probably only good for a couple of hours a day. It can drive my staff nutty sometimes because I can be a little bit kind of, let's try this, let's try that. So what I've done over the years, and I'm 53, 20 plus years of being an entrepreneur, 25, 24 years of being an entrepreneur, is I've created systems of how we do everything. And I take my clients through this system. And that system involves us identifying, first and foremost, what is your beachhead? Okay. Let's go back to Trevor. He has a very clear beachhead offer that's targeted to a very specific group. The second thing is he has a system in place to educate, nurture, and convert those leads coming in. Now, the interesting thing for him is that he was struggling at the beginning. They were only converting like 25% of their leads coming in. We made some adjustments. He now has an almost one, let's call it a 98% show rate. And he has a 65% conversion rate on the first visit. And that has dramatically transformed his business. He's spending about $95 per lead for them, or per patient to come in. And he's making an excess of four figures on each transaction. It's over $1,000. Okay. That's a pretty good spread. Those numbers are going to work all day long. And he's booking out weeks in advance. He has a simple process to convert. As we go along, we're going to create a monthly recurring revenue model for him and so on online. Brian, same way. Brian was doing, you know, he was doing maybe $20,000, $25,000 a month. We've just slowly, steadily, and progressively added $3,000 to $5,000 a month to his clinic, to his cash-based clinic. It's basically one more procedure per month. That's it. It's one and a half more procedures per month. And he has the opportunity by making a couple of changes to his process where he's not selling any of his higher end things. We worked on a couple of changes last week. I fully expect him to start converting two or three of his $5,000 procedures more per month. Okay. Simple, straightforward, consistent improvement every single day in the process. You know, I want to talk to you this last little bit here about mentorship in general. I find that doctors overinvest in their technical training and they underinvest in two areas. They underinvest in their marketing, and more importantly, they underinvest in their business personal development. Going to learn how to use a laser machine is not business personal development. That is development of technical skills. And what I would encourage you to do is I would encourage you that go out and get books about personal development. Read Tony Robbins, read Jim Rohn, read, you know, there's tons of people out there. Follow my stuff if you want. I'd be honored and privileged if you would. You want to make sure that you have a daily dose of personal development and business development. If your business, if your practice is stuck and it's not growing, it is not going to improve by going out and getting another machine. It is not going to improve by attending another conference on how to do a procedure. You must, if you are stuck, there is something else that is holding you back. And you have to go out, if you want to make the change, you have to go out and you have to invest in coaching, mentoring, and things that are going to be about the business side of your business. There is no other way around it. I once had a client, I'll end with this, I once had a client who was doing very, very well. And he was steadily growing from 20 to 25,000 to 30 to 35,000 to 40 to 45,000. And he decided one day that he was going to stop working with me. And I said, well, why are you going to do that? He goes, well, I really just want to focus on being a doctor. I really don't want to do all of this other work. And I've got a friend who's going to come work for me and he's going to handle all of this. And I'm just going to allow to play doctor. I checked back in with him about a week ago, 6 months later from when we stopped working together. And his business is back down about $15,000 a month. And the reason why is you cannot outsource your development. You just can't. You want to have the growth that you want. If you want to be able to do the revenue that you want, have the life that you want, you have to do the work. Now, it's not like you got to be, it's not like med school all over again, okay? But you have to be willing to do the work. You have to be willing to dig in, to go through those changes, right? To confront some of those things. And it's a lot easier to confront it if you're in a group of like-minded people and if you're working with somebody who has done it. So with that, what I'm going to do is if you would like to have your own list of wins for the month of July and August and going forward, and would like to talk to me about how you can accomplish that in your practice, then if you're watching this video, type interested below in the comments section and we will get in touch with you. My assistant Alejandro will get in touch with you, or you can contact our office directly and you can go to SRP Medical Marketing, or better yet, I'm sorry, go to Call with Matt, CallWithith, Matt, MATT.com. Go to Call with Matt. You can book a call with me directly. That's probably the best thing that you can do. After you type interested, I want to help you. But please understand, I can't help everybody right now because of the way my business is structured for working one-on-one. And it's not cheap, but the ROI is there. Most of my clients will pay for their first year of working with me within 60 days. It's that simple. I can help you make money that you've only dreamt about. And I would love the opportunity to do that. So take advantage of this. Go to callwithmatt.com or type interested below. We'll be in contact with you. But let's get your own list of wins. Make sure that you're, and if it's not with us, get yourself some mentoring. Read books. You can see my list of books. One day I'll probably go through my favorite books and do a little breakdown for you. But I will tell you, it's probably the best money that I spend each and every single month and each and every single year. There you go, everybody. Have a wonderful day. Let's go get you some wins. Take care.